Hi everyone, happy Sunday afternoon. It's Maria from New Jersey and Sheila from Canada back again. And in this episode, we're going to talk about the Valley.
Yeah, welcome back, everybody. Thank you for that beautiful introduction. We are back talking about the Valley. And the thing that stood out to us both, I think, that we want to hit on first is the fact that our opinions on Kristen have shifted a little bit in these last couple of episodes. I know we had talked about this before, how we are both kind of Kristen fans in terms of, I feel like I've always felt like she kind of gets a lot of hate and people are really hard on her. But like I feel like she has a big heart, but I'm not so sure with some of the things that she was doing in these last couple episodes. What about you?
Well, so normally when the Valley is on, because it comes on right after VPR, I'm half watching it. I'm watching it in the background and I miss a lot of it because I'm so busy posting about Vanderpump. So today, sat and watched 3 episodes in a row, the last three of the Valley, and focused on it without my phone. And as I'm watching each episode, I was like, oh my gosh, I actually don't think Kristen is trying to protect anyone. I think she's trying to blackmail everyone and control the situation. Like control, or maybe not control, but I felt like she was bringing unnecessary drama, which, okay, it's great for ratings, but I don't know. I saw her differently. I thought originally, I thought everyone else was like telling the truth. And I mean, everyone else was lying and Kristen was telling the truth, but she looked like she was lying. And now I'm like, I actually think she's just trying to really bring out other people's problems to the show and like hold it over their head. Like I think that's what she was doing with Michelle. She was holding it over her head. And she's mentioned that she doesn't like Jesse, so she doesn't care what Jesse thinks about what she says. And now to me, I feel like I actually don't think she cares about upsetting Michelle either. I think her saying, I'm protecting you, I've been protecting you, that she would have never mentioned it ever in the first place.
You're so right. I think yeah, I had a lot of mixed feelings about how that happened, and we were just briefly talking about this before we came on here, but I had a kind of similar situation in my own life with a couple of close friends of mine, and I found out some interesting stuff over the weekend. And my thing with approaching it was, unless I know 100% that this happened for a fact, I am going to be very careful about how I approach this. Now, my reason in that is not only to protect my friend, because I think that's how you should protect a friend. You don't go on national television and blow it up for them, but there's also children involved. And that was my first thought, is that, yeah, exactly what you just said, bringing ratings and things like that. Yeah, it's great TV. But when there are other little people involved in this, which they have children or they have a child, I think you have to be mindful of the fact that, regardless if this is reality television and you want to have a storyline or you want to secure your spot for next year. And again, this kind of gets back to the whole morality of it all. But if by chance they see this in the future about their mom and dad, whatever has happened, whether it's true or not, you're still putting it out there. And it's a dangerous game to play when it's a family. Like, even the way her boyfriend or fiance was so smug about it, I thought, you know what? First of all, when I heard this about my friend, my heart broke. My heart broke, because I thought, you know what? This is a friend of mine. I don't want to see anyone I love go through pain. And my immediate thought was about their children. And I don't think if you're a good friend to someone, you think about putting that out there for entertainment.
And it's because you'd also don't know what that person has actually gone through.
That's right.
If what I'm talking about is Michelle. So there's a lot of people I see online posting about Michelle being a cheater and like this is all Michelle's fault. And they're failing to recognize, and I didn't even fully realize it. She talked from the very first episode about how unhappy she was. And she's not pretending to be happy with Jesse. Like he knows she's not happy. And she mentioned that he is a great dad, but she said that so she had her daughter during COVID, which that must have been hard just because during COVID. But she said he was hands-on. I think you mentioned this last episode. I think we touched on it briefly, but he was so hands-on. And then as soon as COVID was over, he disappeared and she had to do everything herself for the past few years.
Right.
And I think that it's a very normal feeling for her to resent him and fall out of love with him if she's literally doing everything for her daughter. Didn't she say he never once helped her at night with her baby? Like, not one time?
Yeah, I think she had mentioned something like that. Yeah, it sounds like it's kind of like they're kind of detached, right?
Yeah. And I also think, so do you remember the clip? And again, we might have spoken about this last week, but where he was saying, like, when they first were together, that his phone would be face down on the table and she would get upset, which she should be, because that is so shady to have your phone facing down.
And I know, I didn't even think about that. Yeah. Okay.
People who have done that, my ex-boyfriend used to do that.
Oh,
and
okay.
It's so shady to have your phone upside down.
Okay.
And that now Michelle's doing it. And I, in my brain, I started thinking back, like, oh, she probably dealt with not being able to trust him for years.
Right.
And if caught up, and she's finally done, and now she's the bad guy to the viewers because they're still married. And like, I know, okay, being married is a sacred thing. It's a legal thing. I know that. But she's not pretending to be happy. And I think if it were up to her, well, actually, they said it. She told him she was getting her own apartment over a year ago or 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And kind of talked her out of it and said, let's work on this. And she tried. And now she said she's right back in that spot again. And I just don't think it's fair for people to judge her, being that they have no idea how much pain she was experiencing in a very unhappy relationship for all those years. That's how I look at it. I mean, I guess it's the same way I feel about Vanderpump, like Tom and Ariana. Like, right. Yeah, they were together, but like, if you're not happy and the person knows you're not happy and you want to leave, but you're kind of not held hostage, but you're kind of stuck there, I feel like it's bound to happen. That doesn't mean that I think it's like okay, but I think it's human nature and it's kind of expected in a way for someone to eventually be done. And like, it takes time to have an actual divorce. Like, it takes a long time to like go to actually be divorced. I think currently they're not even actually divorced yet. I think they're still in the process, right? Or are they?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm not too sure, but are you noticing online a lot of people are coming after Michelle? Is that what's happening?
That's what I'm saying. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
The cheater. Some people feel like I feel, and I'm not sure if you feel how I feel, but I like Michelle.
I think, you know what? I think sometimes removing the emotion from it is that you're looking at it from a very practical standpoint, and I think that's fair. I think that, you know, it's easy to say, like, this is right, or this is wrong, or this is my take on things. But until we've walked a day in their shoes, like, we don't know what it's like. Right. So I think regardless of how I feel or what I think about marriage, I'm not them. So I can't say what I would or wouldn't do in that position. And I think that when you're with someone who has the potential to kind of be explosive like that, or he has some interesting quirks about him. I don't think he's all bad. But I do think he could have the potential to be a difficult partner, and maybe vice versa. I don't know. But when that happens, I don't know how people are feeling. It's really easy from the outside to be like, well, they should have done this differently, or they should have done that. But unless we're in that position and feeling the way she's feeling, I don't know.
Like, the one conversation, I want to say it was two episodes ago, where they were sitting in their apartment or their house talking about everything, and he started crying. To me, I think that what I'm gathering from everything I've seen and heard, I think the beginning of their relationship and marriage, he might have taken her for granted, maybe the way a lot of people do. You take someone for granted. And then now that he's realizing, like, oh my God, she actually doesn't want to stay with me, he's devastated. And I do feel really bad for him, because I don't think he's pretending to be devastated. I think she's just had it. And I know for me, and I don't know about you, but once I'm over someone, it takes me a long time to get over someone. But once I'm over them, they're ick to me. I could never kiss them again. I could never.
Right.
I couldn't. And I think that's what's happening to her. Yeah. And I think she feels bad to do that to him.
Yeah, I think you're right, and I want to hit back on something too that you said about him kind of, he genuinely feels bad, and I think that that's an important statement because it's something that says that multiple things, right, can exist at the same time. Like he can genuinely feel bad, but he can also be a really shitty husband. We don't know, right? So, he may genuinely love her, but also treat her poorly, right?
Yes. Didn't he say in one of the first episodes, like,
As messed up as that is.
I feel like I posted something about this. He said something to her, and I made a post saying what not to say to your wife if you want her to stay with you. And I can't remember what it was, but it was something like, I know she mentioned that he didn't have any pictures of her at all in his phone or his computer, and it was just his daughter. And even though it might sound petty to some people, I do think that's a little strange. Like, usually, you do have pictures of each other in your phones and on your computers or whatever. Like, and he said, I have to see you every day. Why do I need a picture of you or something? That's what I posted. And
Yeah.
if he talked to her like that all the time,
Well, if he's doing it on camera
this is
too.
the vibe I got from him. Didn't he
Yeah.
used to be a model with Jax? That's how they met, right?
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Be sure that he used to model with Jax in Florida.
Right.
I'm almost positive I'm right about that. And
Okay.
I think he was a little full of himself. He was probably at his peak, probably super hot. And he probably just, like I said earlier, took her for granted and just thought he could act any old way and that she's never going to leave him. And but women do get tired of that and they do fall out of love. Like, you can't, just because you're married and you had a baby doesn't mean like, okay, she's never leaving. I can act however I
Right.
want. And I think a lot of people think that, oh, that's it. She's having a baby. She's never going to leave now. And now that's my free pass to,
Yeah.
you
Yeah,
know.
you're right. You're right. It's a different world now, and people have options. It's not like, if they're in an unhappy place that they have to stay. And I also think too, like marriages take work and they have to, everybody has to be committed and on the same page, and they take compromise, and you kind of have to check your ego at the door. And I also think that your significant other should make you feel really good. Like they should. And regardless of how you're feeling about yourself, they should be your biggest supporter. And that's kind of, I do feel that way. I think my husband and I do not have a perfect marriage in any way, shape, or form. However, we are always each other's biggest fans. And I think that that's really important in everything that you do, is that that person beside you should make you feel 10 foot tall and bulletproof when you feel like the shittiest mom in the world, or that your body has shifted during pregnancy, or all of these things. Like, it doesn't have to be all the time, but you do have to feel that sense of you support each other, and that person is your person, right? And I think if that's not there, then what are you doing it for?
No, and I, not that looks matter, but I personally find Michelle to be stunning. And
Yes.
in my mind, I'm like, why wasn't he like treating her like a all these years? What is he thinking? She's stunning.
Right.
Like, she could
Right.
be, no wonder, I know they're all talking about. So on this last episode where it came out with Jack saying that she was talking to another guy or whatever, from what I've read and heard, that is not the same guy that is her current boyfriend.
Okay.
He apparently was a real estate job. That's what everybody's saying. And it might not be the truth. Maybe she was seeing that guy too. But my point of bringing this up is, if you, again, I think she's absolutely stunning. She looks like she does great at work. Like, she seems to me like the whole, oh, she's a great mom, like the whole package. Why wouldn't you treat her like a queen so that no one else would be interested in her? Because, like, just because you're married to me doesn't mean that you should stop making the person feel like you idol, not idolize them, but like you adore
Yeah.
them, and right?
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's so true. But I think that that's where, when you're in it for the long haul, is where you either do or you don't, right? Like you either kind of transition through those rough patches, and we've all had them where, things are not what they once were when you first got together, but it's either you become each other's biggest advocates and supporters or you don't. And then where does it go from there? And I think they're in a position where, yes, they both have things they bring to the table, but they're definitely on different pages. And it sounds like from what they're describing, they both kind of want different things.
Well, Michelle also said that they're always fighting and she doesn't want her daughter to right. be around, which is a right. very valid point.
Yeah.
And I think she dislikes her husband as a person.
Mm-hmm.
I actually get the vibe that she cares about him like family, but she fell out of love. And she said he's a great dad, which I believe.
Mm-hmm.
There are two things that I noticed that I didn't notice the last time. When they were in the pool and when they were at Jax's house and Jesse was talking about their relationship, I feel like he made a comment about, oh, well, you know, I trust her. And, you know, if she does anything, I can just tell our daughter for the next 40 years, mother screwed everything up. And I think that that is so manipulative. And like he was saying, like he was confident in himself and all that. I think a lot of, I shouldn't just say men, but people in relationships, they almost sit back and want the other person to be the one to do something wrong so that they could flip it on them.
Interesting. You're right. I felt
like him saying that, like, oh, if she does cheat on me or something, then I can just use, I can just, why would he even bring up their daughter? Why would he tell their daughter about it?
Right.
Like, you don't see her telling the daughter, your dad treats me horrible, like, for all these years.
You're right. And that made me really kind of question him as a person a little bit. Like, because yeah, you leave kids out of those kind of things, the big talks, right? But you're absolutely right. I didn't even think about that. And for those people that don't want to leave relationships, sometimes they make it bad to the point where someone does something really dumb. And then it's like, okay, well, I told you so. I told you this person was a shitty human.
Dare I say Ariana and Tom and Raquel?
I was just thinking about that. That's interesting,
right? About that. Sorry, I know we're not talking about VPR right now, but
okay.
I feel that Ariana was waiting for something to flip it on Tom to make him the bad guy, and she succeeded.
Right.
Okay, so there's one more thing that I noticed.
Okay.
Okay. You know how they were at the party that Jax had, the hair party, and outside they were talking to that girl, the blonde girl with the little silver outfit. She
yes.
was something about the Burning Man.
Yes, I know what you're talking about. Yes.
Okay. And they were all trying to like walk away from her because she was cute and they didn't want to be. Okay.
Yeah.
So then Jax did walk away, but
right.
Jesse stayed. And then you could tell a producer told Michelle to walk over. So Michelle walks over and she's right before she walked over, the blonde girl asked him, oh, are you going to like Burning Man or whatever?
Yeah.
And he said, maybe I will. Right. And then Michelle came over and said, what's going on here? And you could tell that somebody had said to her, oh, Jesse's talking to so-and-so. And she came out to find out. But when I saw that conversation, I instantly thought to myself, you know what? He's probably somebody who has always been flirting with women. And that's probably another thing that like she's tired of.
Mm-hmm.
And again, a woman, a person can only take so much of that before you're just over them.
You're just over
like,
it.
Did you pick up on that he said, maybe I will stop by?
I did pick up on that. I picked up on his eyes lighting up like a Christmas tree when he saw that young woman. So yeah, no, I definitely saw that. I thought Jax, surprisingly, for for all of, you know, who Jax is, he handled himself pretty well in that situation. And I think you're right. I think, you know, there is, and this is where I think the Valley separates itself from Vanderpump a little bit, is that there's a lot of depth in these relationships. It's not just, you know, for the camera or whatever. Like, they have kids, they have, you know, their families are intertwined in different ways. And I think that it's complex. And this is what I love about it, is that it's showing us a side of, you know, people that go through things. And, you know, maybe, you know, he's not the greatest husband, maybe he's a good dad. I absolutely believe he's a good dad, but we're seeing so many different layers of things and coming to terms with it with them, right? And it's very cool to watch, but it's heartbreaking at the same time. It's emotional. It's, you know, it's just, it's a heavily loaded show, and I really, really like it. And when I say good dad, I absolutely think he's a good dad. I don't know how he is as a husband, but again, seeing that multiple things can exist at the same time, right?
Yeah, it seems like all of them are good dads on the show. Like, I
It
would never
does.
any of them. Okay, but really quickly, there's two things.
Yeah.
Speaking of Jax, when you said Jax walked away and he was doing pretty well or whatever, like you thought it was good of him to walk away.
I thought
So
so.
now, I agree with you, but with everything that's happening on the internet right now with with the PR lady,
Yeah.
my mind started spinning today, and I was like, wait a second. What if Jax has been having an affair with her the whole time?
Oh.
That's why he's not having sex with Brittany, and that's why he is walking away from this girl, because he's really. And then you know how he made the comment about when he was talking to Jasmine about how he used to have sex with Brittany all the time, and like, why can't they just go have sex in the bathroom? And then now everyone is saying that he did that with the PR girl in Canada. My mind was going all over the place, but then he said in the same conversation, we'll never be like Jesse and Michelle. Never. Like, it's like part of me thinks Jax wants to stay with Brittany. The other part of me thinks that he's the same Jax and he's just fooling everyone.
Yeah, and I think he's always been a little bit smug despite all the things he's always
Yeah.
done.
Wait, I have one more thing to say about Jax.
Yeah.
Topic of the Valley. It's weird. I normally don't find him attractive. Like, I never thought he was attractive, but when I was watching this last episode, I was like, you know, he actually does look kind of good with all the stuff he did. Like, his teeth and like his skin looks perfect. Like, he looked handsome to me.
But I feel like
He's
it's how
really in
they
shape.
carry themselves as dads too. Like, I feel like that's the attractive
Gives
part.
them more confident. You're right. But I think he's more in shape too, isn't he?
He is, but like the fact that he's so caring towards his son and all those things, like that's such a hot quality to a
You're right.
lot of people do
You're right.
that. And
Yeah.
I just think it added a whole new dimension to him. And actually it's funny because what is her name? The blonde one. The blonde one that fights with Kristen a lot.
Janet?
Janice, I was looking
No,
at her husband. Yes, I was looking at her husband today and I was like, he's very attractive too. Like they all are. And the
Janet.
other one, Nia's husband too, I was like, normally I don't know if I would find him attractive, but just the way he interacts with his wife and the kids, I'm like eating him up when I'm watching him.
I wrote in my notes what a great couple Daniel and Nia are.
Aren't they the
Absolutely.
best?
I think Jason is very handsome, Janet's husband. And apparently he has also been with Kristen.
Oh
I think
dear.
Janet said that in the after show, like, oh, he slept with Kristen, but you
Oh,
know, it
so
doesn't.
that's where that all comes from then. That makes sense. Okay.
Yeah, I think Jason is probably, of all of them, to me, he's probably the most attractive, I would say,
That's
to me.
Janice's husband, right?
Janet,
J
Janet.
Janet. Okay.
Okay, I only know all their names so well because I just watched three episodes in a row.
Right. No, it's true.
Okay, and then the next thing, I think we started off this episode talking about Kristen and then we sidetracked and ended up talking about everybody else, which is
Ah.
probably my fault. But I feel so I listen to Kristen's podcast most of the time. I like her and I like Luke most of the time on her podcast. Luke to me on podcast is a very cool guy with very he makes very valid points. He's very like calm and like just respectable. But on the show, especially this last episode, I found him to be very cringe. I and Kristen, I was watching it kind of like, oh, I don't like how they're either of them are acting. They're acting very strange.
They were, and can I just say though, I appreciated so much the cinematic masterpiece that was that dinner because that was like the biggest train wreck I think I've ever seen. But I just sat and laughed the entire time because it was okay. At one point, Michelle, her shirt had come down and we had a boob flying in every direction, and
Oh, I
nobody
missed
even noticed. This is how crazy everything was. Nobody even noticed that that was happening. Because it was bleeped out because of all of the other stuff that was happening. And then you see, you don't know what I'm talking about? Okay.
No, I missed it.
And then the other guy, oh my gosh, I'm so bad with names right now, but with
It's
the
okay.
Lego bear,
Oh,
he got shoved by Jesse. It was just like pure chaos, but like the best entertainment I think I've seen in a show in a while. I was like, this has revived. Well, Summer House is doing good too, but this has revived my love of reality TV.
Yeah. Well, the thing with the Valley is it seems very real. It doesn't seem scripted. It seems so real. And I think, well, when it comes to Jesse and Michelle and that scene that you're talking about of Zach getting pushed, I think they're already going through enough and they don't need Kristen and her boyfriend on camera talking about her, about them leaving each other and like all that. And yeah, it was great for TV, but it's like, I understood watching it why Michelle is so mad.
Totally, totally. They have a family. It's different. It's not Vanderpump, right? Like, I mean, Vanderpump, yeah, some of them have kids now and things like that, but I feel like the Valley is bringing a different level of, you know, just like livelihood almost. Like they have their families established, they have different relationships, and these things, these bombs that they are potentially dropping are not just like, haha, you know, so-and-so, we're going to have an awkward shift at Sir. It is, this could implode our entire lives and our livelihood. And that's a big deal. And it's not something to take lightly. And I think, you know, Kristen doing that, yeah, it was ick. It was cringe.
Well, even the very last scene where the cameramen were still there and she shouts, she's been seeing someone for a year. Okay, there's the truth. And she blurts it out really loud.
I didn't see that.
Yeah. And I didn't, today I didn't even watch the Peacock version. I watched the regular version on demand. But she blurted out, she's been seeing a guy for a year. And like that, you're not trying to protect anyone. You're literally trying to throw her under the bus. For what reason? I don't know.
They didn't show that on Slice. I didn't see that. That's interesting. Yeah. This is the first time I'm hearing that.
Record it for you so you could see it. I'll like use my phone and I'll record it for you. Yeah, it's like at the end when the credits are coming up and she shouts it really loud. And then Luke says, I wrote this down. Luke says, you can tell that Jesse is just a narcissistic, whatever guy. And when I watched that part, I was like, I think Kristen has rubbed off on Luke and she's been feeding him so much garbage about everyone that he's blindly defending her and making himself look like a complete idiot. Here's another thing that I couldn't believe happened. Did you see the part where they were sitting at the table? It was almost to the end and it was after the big fight. I think it was after the big fight. No, it was before the big fight. And Kristen says to Luke quietly, I mean, it's not like I called you a douchebag. And then Luke says, but you do call me a douchebag. And she's like, no, I don't. And she's like, you're kidding, right? He's like, no, I'm dead serious. And then she's like, okay, I need to stop talking to people who are drunk. But in my head, I was like, what kind of Kristen is he dealing with? Like, and I know a lot of people are like,
that's the problem. There's about 10, I think.
Yeah, she needs to have therapy and all this stuff, but she's been in therapy for a decade, according to her.
Right.
So that made me think to myself when Jack said in the
fire the therapist.
Like, what? The therapist is not doing their job. She needs to get a new therapist. Now I get why he said that. In a way, Jax always ends up being right about everyone. It's just his delivery is so, and he's usually ahead of it. So people are thinking he's just being a jerk because he steps ahead of everyone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He reads people pretty well. He's like sexy, right? They both read people so well.
Yeah. So I think everything I wrote down, I typically like everyone on the show, except I did get the ick from Kristen and Luke. And I don't think she's being empathetic at all. I think Kristen is being, I think that even when she cries, when other people are crying, just because you're crying when someone is crying doesn't mean you're empathetic. Sometimes you just want attention on you that you're so sad too.
Right.
Like when Nia was talking about her postpartum depression and you saw Kristen get emotional, that thought went through my head, because then a second later Kristen was fine. Like she says she's so empathetic, and sometimes I think she could be, but I think she's just the normal empathetic. She has the normal qualities, you know, that any of us would have. Some of us are way more empathetic than others, and I think Kristen's just the normal amount, but she's making herself seem like she's this, you know, she's just an empath and everyone needs to feel so bad for her. And yeah, watching three episodes in a row and fully paying attention, I got a different vibe. And
I think, just say that I'm happy she's back on TV because I haven't seen this much.
No, she does really good TV and so does Jax. Yeah, it's right now the Valley I mean, Summer House has always been like my favorite show, but The Valley is right up there with it. I really like it. And I like it because I think you said this before, it's more relatable. They're our age. They're more, although Vanderpump, some of them are our age as well,
But they're not acting that way. They're acting like high school brat.
And I think that The Valley, it just seems so real and like, yeah, we relate to them.
Yeah, I totally agree. And that's where I wonder, we only have about another minute left, so we'll do a final thought before we go, but that's where I wonder where some of with Vanderpump, how much of it is actually scripted versus real life? Because if you think about it, they're the same age as the cast on The Valley. Are they actually leading these lifestyles, or is it very different and this is just what they're showing on TV? So we have 1 minute left. Do you want to give your final thoughts before we go?
I think I said everything I have to say. I mean, I'm looking forward to next week and I'm disappointed in Kristen and Luke, but I like them on her podcast. It's like they're two different people. Weird.
Well, but that can exist too, right? Like you can say that, you know what, on the show where they're being performative, they act like total jackasses. But you know what, in real life, and you know what, I feel that way about Lala sometimes. I think in real life, I actually think she's probably a pretty decent human.
Oh,
But
for
how
sure.
she acts on the show, I really don't like that version of her. Same with Katie. So I don't know how much of it is scripted and how much is real. But you know what, we can talk about that next time. It was nice to connect with everybody today. Sorry, my accent came through again there. I'm sorry.
Hope everyone has a nice Sunday afternoon.
We will see you in a little while. Okay. Take care. Bye.